ولكن لو شعرنا أو إذا شعرنا بأن وقد أدى المهمة وانتهينا من الأزمة، ممكن أن نرى أن نقول له شكرا على الخدمات التي قدمتها لنا.
But if the crisis is over and we might feel comfortable in telling him and he completed the task, the crisis is over and he completed the task, then we might feel comfortable in telling him, thank you, you have adeytu Muhammad, you have done what you needed to do, and and we need a fresh face. But at the end of the day, the decision will revert back to this message.
So you're saying that the decision is for the king, but when the crisis is over, whenever that is, whether it's a few months or a year or whatever, that you would probably, you and others would probably go to him and say, I just want to make sure I have this right, that thank you, you've done a great job for the country, but let's get somebody new in there.
فيقول الآن بس بأستوضح يعني أنت قاعد تقول أن عندما تنتهي الأزمة، مع رغم أنه هو قرار من جلالة الملك، لكن عندما تنتهي الأزمة أنت وغيرك ممكن تروحون له وتقولون له شكرا، لكن يعني على جهودك، بس حان وقت لوقت الشديد. Yes.
It's possible, or you would.
ممكن أو ستفعل.
Probably or might. Yeah.
يعني نقول إذا شعرنا بأن مهمته قد انتهت وأنه لا يستطيع أن يعطي أكثر مما أعطى، نقول له شكرا.
If we felt that his mission is over and he cannot give any more than he already gave, then yes, we will tell him thank you.
And the mission is just resolving the crisis, or is there something else to the mission?
المهمة فقط حل الأزمة ولا في مهمة أكبر؟
أخذ يعني الأزمة هي كبيرة ليست صغيرة، ولكن كل وقت له يعني معايير.
The crisis is big, it's not small, and each time has its own standards.
I'm not understanding.
ما فهم.
يعني لكل وقت له معاييره التي يحكم بها في ذلك الوقت.
Each time or every time has its own standards that you can judge with at that time, that particular time. So basically he's saying when it happens we're going to. فقاعد يقول لما نوصل لهذاك المنحنى راح نتخذ القرار. Yeah, so when it happens we will make the decision then.
I see.
Yeah. When we get to that.
يعني نحن الآن لا نستطيع أن نرى ماذا سيحدث بعد سنة أو سنتين أو ثلاث، لا ندري. لأن خاصة أن اللاعبين من الداخل والخارج كثر، ولا ندري ماذا سيتم تطوره. بالتالي نحن لابد أن نضع الاحتمالات كلها.
Basically, right now, what we see is that the players from inside and outside are many. And so we have to put all the possibilities on the table. We cannot basically we cannot make such a decision at this time. Like we cannot. But basically he's saying that, you know,
ولكن نقول عندما نرى الوقت المناسب أنه قد أدى ما عليه وأن نحن بحاجة إلى وجه جديد، نحن نقول له شكرا.
And basically when we see that the time is right for, and that he completed his task, then we could go up to him and say, thank you.
So,
وأنا أعتقد أنه من الذكاء أيضا أنه عندما يرى الأمور مستقرة باعتباره مسؤول عن نظام الحكم وأدى المهمة التي عليه،
and he believes that it's intelligent for him, or smart of him, to when he sees having completed his mission and him being a part of the ruling system, that when he sees the time is right and the crisis is over and things are back to being stable, then he himself will request to be absolved from his position.
So you're saying, if I understand you correctly, you're hoping that he doesn't try to become prime minister for life, and that he, in his own wisdom, when he sees the crisis over, that he doesn't have to be pushed out, that he will voluntarily go.
أنت تتمنى أنه ما يحاول أنه يكون رئيس وزراء مدى الحياة ولكن يعني هو بحكمته لما يشوف أن خلاص الوقت حان وقد الأزمة انتهت والأمور استقرت أنه هو منه ونفسه بحكمته يطلب عفاءه وعلشان ما يكون في محاولات لإزالته.
أعتقد أن هذا كلام صحيح.
He believes that that is true.
Okay, so he cannot be prime minister for life.
لا يمكن أن يكون رئيس وزراء مدى الحياة.
Okay.
No.
Did you say no, or did you say like
no? No, not possible.